Hey, Don, if you could get me that pulpit, but just put it right down here, because I don't want it to be in the way, but I'm going to need it. Woo-hoo! What a great day. If you know anything about me, I love diversity. I love that I pastored a church in Belmopan, Belize, the capital of Belize, that represented nations literally from around the world. It's just so cool, and I'm going to be back in Belize tomorrow with a team, and next Sunday they are doing their community of culture, so I get to wear my Mayan outfit 2 weeks in a row. And so, Don, if you just put it like right here, maybe. I just want to keep it out of the all the blessings today, but I'm going to need it. Wrong way. All right. Perfect. And so when I say I love diversity, it's because this is what heaven's going to look like. Amen? It's not going to look like me as one white folk standing around. It's going to be made up of a diverse people. And we don't always get what people are like, or there are many different cultural diversities, and sometimes it's hard to grasp because we do things one way and they may do things another way, and sometimes we clash because of that. And one job in the body of Christ is to learn how to love one another, to cross our cultural divide and love what is unfamiliar. It is so important that we as a church, we learn to love all people. And let me just give you some examples of some cultural diversities that is odd. Everybody know in the English word what barf is? Barf? Yeah, you know what barf is. Well, in next slide. In Hindi, barf means snow. So who would buy a box of barf detergent to wash your clothes in America? Nobody. But in India, this is detergent powder barf. And so just cultural differences. The word gift in German, I have been told, is the word for poison. I'm going to give you a gift. Yeah, you'd go running because you think I'm poisoning you. So it's just the cultural differences in mama. What would you think mama is in Quechua Mayan? Mother or grandmother? It's actually grandfather. Mama. Now, grandmother is Sha'an, but interestingly, Sha'an also doesn't only mean grandmother, it means old lady. So there was this lady, her name is Josefa, and she's about a 40-year-old grandmother, and I'm like, Sha'an, and she goes, Pastor, do not call me that. I am not an old lady. She was deeply offended because, and she, thankfully, she loves me, and so she forgave me. And so, in certain cultures, no means yes, and yes means no. Figure that out. What about football? In America, there is football. Everybody knows what football is. The rest of the world, it clearly defines something totally different than what we envision. Totally different culture. Eye contact in certain cultures is considered rude. In America, you make eye contact, and that's what you're supposed to do. If you look down, that's considered rude. When we moved to Belize, we'd be walking down the street, and two people would pass us at about, 6 o'clock at night, and they'd say goodnight. And you're like, whoa, we just met each other. Are you already leaving? They'd come to your house, and they'd say goodnight, and you're like, goodnight, Because in America, goodnight is farewell, see ya, I'm going home. But in Belize, goodnight is the greeting when you come in at evening time, so goodnight. And so that was really weird for us to figure out. Now I catch myself all the time saying goodnight, and they just look at me strangely because I have learned it over time, and it's so different. Many Europeans, when they walk down the road as men, they hold hands. You would never see that culturally, just totally normal for two men, married men, to be walking. We had a worship leader in the first church I planted. The church was called Life Celebration Center in Cedar Hill, Texas. And our worship leader was from Croatia, and he found it quite weird that American men did not walk together by holding hands. We're like, well, that is just totally weird. And so we would never do that. Certain cultures, it's perfectly acceptable. We had our drummer in in Belize was Nigerian, very amazing lady. Ola is her name. And she would call Robin Mama Pastor, and she would call me Daddy Pastor. And she said, culturally in Nigeria, it is a great honor to not just be pastor, but to be respected as Daddy Pastor. It's a great sense of great respect to the pastor. Different cultures, and what I'm talking about today, some people come to church in a suit and tie, and others come in blue jeans. And so perfectly different cultures. What we're talking about is culture. We are here this morning to celebrate our diverse cultures, made up of 12 plus cultures, but we're really one. The kingdom culture, through the blood of Jesus, we are all citizens of heaven. Therefore, we are brothers and sisters in Christ. We are one. Can I get a big, huge amen to that? Because remember what amen means. Amen means so be it. You know, you've heard me say this before. If I'm preaching on hell, please don't say amen. People are going to hell. Amen. You're saying so be it. Let it happen. Hallelujah. Yeah, the wrong time to say amen. But when you say amen, something good. We are one people. Amen. So be it. That's right. Good job. Can y'all tell me? I'm just a little bit excited about community cultures. But I really hope this becomes, today is our first one. I hope next year and the next year we just build in our cultural diversity. We learn to celebrate our differences. We are one people under the cross. We are one kingdom at the foot of Jesus. Galatians chapter 3, 28 says it this way. There was neither Jew nor Greek. There was neither slave nor free. There was neither male nor female, for you all are one in Christ Jesus. I think if there's any theme of today, it's that we are better together. We are better together. In Acts chapter 13, 1, it speaks of the Antioch church. And the Antioch church was having a prayer meeting with the leadership. And in that leadership, it lists the different leaders. Four out of, I believe, the seven represented different cultures, different nations. And they were there. You understand very well. The Antioch church did things because they understood we are better together. The Antioch church didn't have a African church over here and a Spanish church over here. They did things as one people. They were the body of Christ together. That's who God desires us to be. We are better together. Kind of like the High School Musical. We all in this together, hand in hand, make our dreams come. Okay, forget it. All right. We are better together. I've often heard the most segregated time in the United States is on Sunday morning. The most segregated day of the week is on Sunday morning when people go to church. We need to learn that we are better together. When I first planted our church in Belize, we were about 10, maybe a little bit more. Maybe we were 20 people at that time. We just started. And I asked the question to the people in the room. I said, hey, the Mayans live just 5 minutes from us. And you have to realize they lived in a village, part of Belmopan. It's called Mayamopan. About 90% Mayans, Ketchi Mayan and Mopan Mayan, live there, but very segregated from the rest of society in many ways. And so, many of live in the traditional thatch houses, dirt floors. I'd go into one. Her name is Rutilia. She's a sweet young lady, actually. And I would go, and I'll probably see her next week. And you go into her back room, and she says it's her kitchen, and it's just a small wooden thatch, and she's cooking on the edge with the wood, and the wood is charred. And I'm like, Rutilia, you're going to burn your house down. And she goes, no, I keep a bucket of water. And I'm like, oh, it scares me every time I see it, thinking someday it's just gonna, boom, it's gonna go. But that's how she lives her life. And I asked the people of about 10 or 20 when we were planting the church, I said, how are we going to reach the Mayans? And one lady looked at me straight in the eye and she said, leave them alone, they're happy the way they are. And I looked at her and I said, that is an unacceptable response. And it was sad to live in a country that is so culturally diverse, to see that we were alienating a people group And we said, that is unacceptable. I can celebrate today that on any given Sunday, roughly 40 Mayans, Ketchum Mayans and Pan Mayans, are at LifeNet celebrating the Lord together. And this is a cool story. I watch my Creole families, and Creole, Belizean Creole, is a mixture of European and formerly African slaves that intermarried, and therefore you have this Creole complexion, the Creole people. It's a very distinct cultural group. And I watch my Creole ushers as the Mayan families got off the bus to come in, and I'd watch them embrace and hug. And I'm not just talking just say, hey, glad you're at church. I'm talking a 5 to 10 second hug, and it blessed me how far we had come from that one short conversation that I'd had when we planted the church, that somebody said, just leave them alone. We are better together. We are better together. The church, the kingdom of God, is better when we function as one people, not separated by clans. That was the example of the Antioch church. That was the example of the Acts church. That is the example of heaven. That is who we will be. We are better together. So let's learn to celebrate our rich cultures together as a people that we call Go Church. There is a there was a lady that came to Belize. Her name is Brita. She's a pastor in Pasadena, California. And she had a quote that I thought was powerful. All cultures have their good, yet all cultures have brokenness, which should lead us all to the cross. None of us are better than the other. Some of us were born in better economic situations. Some of us were born with more stable families with a mom and dad. But we are all equal at the foot of the cross. We are all very diverse colors, a diverse community. But the Master, the Father God, says we are all good. In fact, the Bible says there was no distinction between male or female, Jew or Greek, black or white, or somewhere in between. God made you for a specific task. Hear this. God made you for a specific task, for a specific purpose. God uses all of you, including your skin color, to fulfill his purpose. We have such a wonderful opportunity to reach West Houston and Katy, Texas, because we are diverse. We are most effective when we are united under one banner. So this morning, this is what we're going to do. We will do announcements in about 20 minutes or so. And I truly pray as we grow with great diversity. Every year, this just gets larger and larger. And in Belize, this was our largest Sunday morning service. We normally ran between 200 and 220. On this Sunday, we'd have between 300 and 360 people come to church because it was just a fun celebration of what God has brought us. And they would invite all their friends. It was a fun, fun day. So today is all about celebrating our diversity. So right now, we're going to go into our first set. Fenor and his team are going to come up and bless us. Y'all are going to start us off. Come on, get set up and ready to go. Obviously, they're going to be singing in Spanish. They represent Colombia and Venezuela. All right. Shakespeare's going to be on the keyboard. Fenor, you're going to be on, what do you call that thing?
Bongo.
And what do you call that thing? Because if I try to say it, I'll butcher it again. Sharaska. Sharaska. Sounds like I'm Russian. Sharaska.
No.
Oh, I'm totally butchering it. Okay. She said it. Are y'all ready this morning? All right. Take it away.
Let me just say this first. We're singing two songs, and both of those songs can be found in the book of Psalm. The first psalm is found in... The first psalm is Psalm 66. It says, "Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. sing out the honor of his name, make his praise glorious, say to God, how awesome are your works. And then the other song that we're going to sing is found in the book of Psalms 40. It says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of my miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth. So here we go.
Dios, con alegría toda la tierra.
Mi vida entera te adorará.
luego en mi boca un cántico nuevo de alabanza. Pacientemente espera Jehová, Él sigue en a mí, oyó mi clamor. Pacientemente espera Jehová, Él sigue en a mí, oyó mi clamor. Puso luego en mi boca un cántico nuevo de alabanza. Puso luego en mi boca un cántico nuevo de alabanza. Pacientemente espera Jehová, Él sigue en a mí, oyó mi clamor. Pacientemente espera Jehová, Él sigue en a mí, oyó mi clamor. Puso luego en mi boca un cántico nuevo de alabanza. Puso luego en mi boca un cántico nuevo de alabanza. Pacientemente esperé a Jehová, Él sigue en a mí, oyó mi clamor. Pacientemente esperé a Jehová, clamor. Puso luego en mi boca un cántico nuevo de alabanza. Puso luego en mi boca un cántico nuevo de alabanza. Pacientemente esperé a Jehová, Él sigue en a mí, oyó mi clamor. Pacientemente esperé a Jehová, Él sigue en a mí, oyó mi clamor. Puso luego en mi boca un cántico nuevo de alabanza. Puso luego en mi
We started this off right, right? Woo, it's good. We have some food throughout our service. Natalie, if you want to run over here real quick, tell us what you brought us. All right.
Okay, we want to share buñuelos from Colombia and mandocas from Venezuela.
Woo! I have no idea what that is, but nonetheless, we're going to enjoy it. And so, all right. Payo, would you come up here? Let me give you a scripture, Psalms 96 through and 4, and we're going to read this a little bit later. It says, declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all the peoples, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. If you would read that, they represent Bolivia. I have given up for Bolivia.
Proclamar entre las naciones su gloria, en todos los pueblos sus maravillas, porque grande es Jehová y digno de suprema alabanza, terrible sobre todos los dioses, temible sobre todos los dioses.
Pio, do you want to just describe her dress real quick?
Bolivia has 9 departments. I was born in Santa Cruz, Bolivia, and this is the typical dress that the females wear. This is hand-painted, and those are the traditional trees from my city. They're called tajibos, and we have orange, purple, yellow, and red. And at the beginning of time, we didn't have water, as you remember. So then the females used to carry the little, we call it tinajas. So they used to carry it, and then they used to bring water to their house. And they make trenzas. This is what they wear. They wear trenzas. And then we see Colombia. So in South America, the culture is very similar. So, ¿se puede parar, por favor? Sí, párese. So the men in Bolivia wear the same outfit that he has, but our hats are different. So, yes.
Exactly.
So if perfect. You want to see what the male and the female, then you would just look at them like that.
Woohoo!
So that's Bolivia.
Amparo, where are you? Amparo, come here. Amparo, come here. Amparo represents Peru. Everybody give it up for Peru. After service is over, there is a display over there. You are welcome to go over there. And would you just tell them what you brought them?
This is a papa la huancaina. It's an ocopa. Chicha morada is the reserve is the flan with lucma. Lucma is the fruit de Peru. Maybe it's the typical fruit of my country. And the papa la huancaina is very good. So.
And I understand it's very similar to flan, but it's made of a Peruvian fruit. Woohoo! So give it up for that, for foods that's coming around. Also, let me say, lots of you are going to be taking videos. Please do so. Just hashtag, please put them on Facebook and Instagram, hashtag Community of Cultures 2019, so you can send it to me, because I'd like, we're going to compile them all, and or several of them, and create kind of a two-minute, three-minute commercial, I don't know, lack of a better term, celebration of this, and we'll send it out a couple of weeks, and then next year we'll be able to show and build up the enthusiasm of where we're going for next year, because this is so much fun. I'm going to share a few very, very quick announcements. Our ushers, I'm going to totally wear out our ushers today. If our ushers, if you are a first-time visitor, you live in the Katy, West Houston area, and we did not give you a visitor packet when you walked in the door, could you just lift your hands and we'll get you one of those? If we did not get you when you came in, did we get everybody? So if you are a visitor, you right here, Patricia, right over here on the third row. And if you would just, wouldn't mind filling that out, all the visitors that came in, fill that out. And on the table as you leave, the info table, we have a small gift for you that we would love for you to have. And just to let you know, you are very, very loved. And so fill that out and turn that in. If you need a offering envelope, the ushers are coming around right now. I told them I'm going to wear them out. And just lift your hands. We're going to pray over the offering in just a few minutes. And so if you need one, they're just going to walk down the aisle. And if you need one, just kind of wave at them and they will get to you. Today is Change for Missions. And so what Change for Missions does, Change for Missions is we collect the first Sunday of every month, we collect our change, and we collect it. We've raised about $2,600 so far. We're trying to raise a little over $10,000, and we're going to buy a van for the Nation of Belize for the church, LifeNet, to replace our bus that really needs to be replaced. If you are here and you do not have a globe and you want one to collect your pennies and dimes and quarters and dollars and all that good stuff, would you just raise your hand, Tom? Could you just drop it back to Diane Berg? Anybody else? All right. Anybody else? All right. Anybody else? Everybody else has them. Anybody else? All right. All right. Anybody else? Going once, twice. So collect that at the end of the month, or if you wait till it's full, just bring it back the first Sunday of the month. We collect it. We're raising money for the bus, and we'll be doing that. I was going to say something to that. Oh, they're going to pass around the square baskets are the change for missions. That's the change. It's not our tithes and offerings. That's for the change if you brought your change here today. So they're going to pass that around, and we'll pass around the offering in just a second. The round baskets are Mayan baskets made by Dolores in Mayomopan, Belize, and that will be the tithes and offerings when we do that. So just a couple of quick announcements I want to give to you. David wasn't in the room. Fanny's son. And it's his birthday today, so we celebrate that. And so we announced George's birthday, and so we're so glad about that. A couple of announcements I want to give you is on November 24th, everybody say November 24th, is Blessed Day, kind of around the Thanksgiving theme. It's just a day that we focus on blessing. I'll tell you more about it. We'll have a missions project and we'll be collecting things, and I'll tell you more about it when we get a little bit closer. But it's just going to be a great day. We celebrate our blessings and we become a blessing to others. Every Wednesday we have youth at 6:45 to 8 p.m. We have seven different go groups that are listed on the screen up there. Right there. And if you are interested in plug-in, which I highly recommend, see one of these individuals or come and see me and I'll introduce you to them. Those groups are going along. And for y'all that don't know, we got a building on the way. Amen. I was going to have a picture for you today. We couldn't get that up, but on Facebook, on the Go Church Facebook, is the picture of its progress. And our plans are the last part of December, early part of January, we'll be over there. We're working on doing a mailer for the area. Just communicate that we have moved our grand opening over there, looking for kind of a celebration Sunday over there with some moon jumps and some hamburgers and just a great celebration, and for us to invite a bunch of people from our area area over there. It's just going to be a great, great Sunday. I'll be telling you more about that. It's going to cost us about $150,000 to build it out. We still need to raise about $50,000. And so I'll talk more about that in the coming weeks and just let you know about that. And so last two very quick things I want to say is I want us to pray. We have a Belize team goes tomorrow to the nation of Belize, and I'd like us to, as a church, to pray for them. So if the Belize team can make your way up, we just want to, we're going to be serving at Marla's, the children's home. We're going to be serving at Yasha, which is Elizabeth's transitional home for the older girls. We're going to be working with LifeNet. We're going to be going to a village about 45 minutes away of to meet the pastor and just find out how we can serve them. And so we'll be very, very well rounded. Robin is, I don't see, Robin is in nursery this morning, so that's my wife, and she is not with us. And so I think, I don't see Yada, she may be helping somewhere. But could you just do you want to come? Okay. We're going to pray over them right now. Would you just stretch your hands out? Father, we just pray over our team. Father, we ask that you would go with us, that you would lead us. Father, that if you have something else for us to do besides what we've already planned, God, that you would just open our ears to it. Father, we would touch lives. We would equip leaders. We would minister in the children's home to the leaders there as well as the children. Father, we would be in the village ministering to the Mennonites as well as the village ministering to the Mayans, God. Father, would you just make us a blessing to the nation of Belize? In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Edgar, would you come up? Bianca, would you come up? We have announced him before, but officially Friday, Edgar started as one of our assistant ministers at Go Church. And so we welcome him. He'll be preaching for me next Sunday that I am not here. If you have any issues that you want to talk about the church, see Edgar, not me, and so not really. And anyway, we're excited about Edgar and Bianca being here and their daughter Avia, and so we are blessed. And so would y'all just stretch your hands out towards them, and we're just going to pray over them. Father, we pray over Edgar, we pray over Bianca. Father, we bless their time here. We ask that, God, you would do amazing things through their lives. Father, people would be won to you, people would be discipled, people would be raised up and called into ministry, God. Father, could you have our staff to walk in unity together to do what you've called us to do, and we praise you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Edgar will be working with our youth, will be working with our young adults, he's working with our youth leaders, and he'll be doing a lot of things in the office as well. And so, all right, so I'm going to move right back into it. Isaiah chapter 49:6. Regina, where's Regina? She is somewhere right there. Come on up and stand beside me. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 49:6, it says, "Indeed," he says, "it is too small of a thing that you should be my servant to raise up a tribe in Jacob and to restore the preserved ones of Israel." Hear me, this is God speaking. This is a very prophetic word in the Old Testament, prophesying of the coming of the Messiah. And God says, it is too big of a deal to just bring a Messiah to the Israelites. And he goes on to say, "I will give you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth." That God says that my Messiah, the Savior of the world, will not just be for the Israelites, would be for all of us. Far as I know, I don't know if we have any Jewish people in this audience. All of you are a product of God expanding to bring salvation to all of us. And you're going to read this in Tagalog.
Isaiah 49:6, "Kaniyang sinasabi, totoong magaan ang bagay na ikaw ay naging aking lingkod upang ibangon ang mga lipi ng Jacob at isauli ang iniingatan ng Israel. Ikaw ay aking ibibigay na pinakailaw sa mga gentil upang ikaw ay maging aking kaligtasan hanggang sa wakas ng lupa.
Amen. Yes. Woohoo! That was Tagalog from the Philippines, and Pia is coming up right now, and George, I believe. Come on up. All right. As they are coming up, Marita, where's Marita? All right, Marita, would you come up here real quick? She has a food for us as well. Would you just announce what it is?
It's actually a spring roll, Philippine spring roll. We adopted it from the China, but we did our tweak, so it's spring roll. Lumpia.
Lumpia. Now, did you hear when you said spring roll? Did you? Ooh, so... Man, y'all don't even need lunch today. We got you covered. Are you ready, girl? You are going to be so blessed today.
All right, before I start, I'm just going to say that I'm going to be singing At the Cross by Hillsong Worship. And the theme of this is about Jesus' resurrection and sacrifice for us. So I'll be singing it to you in Tagalog.
Thank you. can separate me now. You tore the veil, you made a way when you said that it is done. You tore the veil, you made a way when you said that it is done. So you tore the veil and you made a way, yeah, when you said that it is done. And you tore the veil, you made a way, yeah, when you said that it is done. When you said I bow my knee, where your love was shed for me. There's no greater love than this. You have overcome the grave. Glory fills the highest place. What can separate me now? Ang alam niya, ikay naging tapat sinta. Ibinigay mo si Jesus, ng kasalan ay matubos. Salamat po, o aking Diyos.
I don't know about y'all, but you didn't need to know the words to just feel the presence of God in the midst of it. Amen. Thank you so much, Pia. And George, by the way. Yeah, we didn't pray over the offering. Thank you. Gail, if you wouldn't mind putting that offering slot up, the green one. Right there. There's three ways to give. You can always give online. That's the easiest way. You can give through text to give. That's how Cedric does it. Whoop, whoop. He's all up on the tech. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way through check or cash. We'll take that as well. And so, and they're going to pass around the offering plates right now. And so let me pray over the offering. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to celebrate what we're doing. We thank you for the opportunity to celebrate in our giving. And so we give over tithes and offerings. Because you've asked us to, Father. And we praise you for that in Jesus' name. And everybody said? Amen. All right, so we're going to do something else really special right now. We have several people coming up. If y'all want to make your way up, y'all can make your way on stage here. We have Edgar's going to represent English. And so although he is fluent in Spanish as well, and he's going to be reading. Y'all can go up right on. Charles is here. He represents Haiti, and he will be reading the word in French. And so, super excited about that. Yada is here representing Spanish and Mexico right there. Woohoo! And so, and then Guali is here representing the Philippines in the Tagalog language. You're up here too. And so, yes, yeah, going up, going up. And lastly, my daughter, Avia, is here representing Belizean Creole. But I want to tell you, her outfit is a Indian outfit. You know, like someone, well, she's Belizean. Why is she wearing an East Indian outfit? Because her heritage, her grandmother was Creole. Her biological mother was East Indian, and obviously her biological father was Spanish. So she is a mixture of all beliefs, celebrates the culture of East Indian today. And so, and they will, Edgar will read the scripture, and then they will all read it in their native tongue. Now, Kate's part, Kate, you'll be reading in what language?
English. Calabari language.
What she just said. But here's the cool thing. Nigeria has how many languages? About 600 languages. So you are going to be here a long time because she's going to read all of them. Not true. She's going to read in her language, and you're going to read the text in?
Yoruba language.
Yes, exactly. And you said it right. And and so we have two different of the 600 languages of the nation of Belize. So this is Psalm 96. Edgar?
Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name, proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples.
Celui qui demeure sous l'abri du Très-Haut repose à l'homme du Tout-Puissant. Je dis à l'Éternel, mon refuge et ma forteresse, car c'est lui qui me délivre du filet de l'oiseau, de la peste et de ses ravages.
For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens.
Grande es el Señor y digno de alabanza, más temible que todos los dioses. Todos los dioses de las naciones no son nada, pero el Señor ha creado los cielos. El esplendor y la majestad son sus heraldos. Hay poder y belleza en su santuario.
Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts.
Opunas vidasena eminenas meke oprim. Inyona ibina urogigo biuhimi. Ketam no be pre. Iyatumina minapo. Oboma na inyona ketam no be pre. Ketam no be pre, bomante orere lakiri, agbamiye kebo, piki onongobo memba biosobo.
Ola ati ola ni owa ni wajure, ipa ati ewa mbe ninu ibi mimore, efi fun oluwa, eyin baton eniyan, efi ogo ati ipa fun oluwa, efi ogo fun oruko oluwa, mu ore wa, kesi wasi agbalare.
Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound and all that's in it.
O sambahin ninyo ang Panginoon sa kagandahan ng kabanalan. Manginig kayo sa hirap niya buong lupa. Sabihin ninyo sa gitna ng mga bansa, ang Panginoon ay naghahali. Ang sanlibutan naman ay natatatag na hindi makikilos. Kanyang hahatulan ng karapatan ang mga bayan. Matuwa ang langit at magalak ang lupa. Humugong ang dagat at ang buong naroon. Sumaya ang bukiran at lahat na nasa kanya. Kung nagkakagayo, aawit dahil sa kagalakan. Ang lahat ng punong kahoy sa gubat. Sa harap ng Panginoon, sapagkat siya'y dumarating upang natuhulan ang lupa, kanyang hahatulan ng katuwiran ng sanglibutan at ang kanyang katotohanan ang mga bayan.
Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy. They will sing before the Lord, for he comes. He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his truth.
Magala de feel and everything ina de be jubilant. Then all the trees ina the forest will sing for ya. They will sing before the Lord because he come. He come to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and all the people that with it truth.
And that, my friends, is just a little bit of heaven. Amen. Thank you so much you can go down and have a seat. Give them a hand clap. Now, hear this. We had Colombian and Venezuela worship. We had Tagalog in the Philippines, Wapia in worship. And now we have a little bit of Nigerian, and you are going to enjoy this song. So, all right.
All right. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Well, the song we want to sing says Igwe. Can I hear you say Igwe?
Igwe.
Ah, you're all Nigerians now. Igwe means His Majesty or a king. So this song has the three major languages, the Yoruba, Igbo, and Hausa in it. And that's why we chose it. So we're going to sing, and our song is quite energetic. You know, we have what we call the shocky dance. You know, you just have to bend low, and then you give it up to the Lord. You see what I'm saying? Just have to go. Take it up, give it back. Come on, take it up, give it back. That's how we exercise. We got no business with the gym. All right, let's go. All the Nigerians in the house, can we flow? Let's step out. Kosa babi re, kosi baba bi re, koma solo ro bi re. Igwe, kosa babi re, kosi baba bi re, koma solo ro bi re. Igwe, eba mi gbo loru tobi oba nla, oba toga, eba mi gbo loru tobi edumare, oba toga, eba mi gbo loru tobi oba toga. Come on, son, Lord, be red.
Igwe.
Cause I'm baby red. Cause I'm baby red. Come on, son, Lord, be red.
Igwe.
Eba mi gbo loru tobi. Oba toga. Eba mi gbo loru tobi. Eba mi gbo loru tobi.
Omalecha Agunde Chamber 1
Bulaya Bula Jesus Bula Bulaya Lift him up Bula Jesus Bula Jesus Bulaya Bula Jesus Igwe
Igwe
Hallelujah Igwe Igwe We pray you. We love you. We praise you. He brought me out of darkness. He set my feet upon the rock. He put a new song in my mouth to sing. And now I can shout, Hallelujah! Igwe! 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 Igwe, we thank you, we love you. Igwe, 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 my papa, Igwe, my Lord, Igwe, my king, Igwe, my Lord, you are my father, Igwe, my Lord, Igwe, my king,
I've never seen this kind of love. I've never seen this kind of love. I've never seen a papa more. Yeah. 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 Oh, oh, oh. You love me so dead. You died for my sins. You love me so dead. You bless me up on your foe. You bless me up on your foe. Oh, my papa. You bless me past my dreams. Take away my sorrow. Come bless me, yeah, yeah. Come bless me, yeah, for your fool. Come bless me, yeah, yeah. Come bless me, yeah, for your fool. Sis Keno, we bless you, Jesus. Lily of the valley, we bless you, Jesus. Rose of Sharon, we bless you, Jesus. Land of Judah, we bless you, Jesus. Come bless me, yeah, yeah. Come bless me, yeah, for your food. Let's dance. Glory. Hallelujah.
Kate, Kate, before you leave, I just wanted to say people are probably not going to be able to see it, but her shoes are cultural. Like every nation under the sun is represented. Yeah, right there. So thank you so much. May I say the kingdom of God is so richer when all of us celebrate together. And so thank you so much. Thank you. When in Belize, several of our Nigerian families, I've heard that song before from Belize, and so they would begin from the back and dance all the way to the front. Just an amazing, amazing time. I don't know about you, but my jaw is hurting right now just because I'm smiling so much, and so I'm going to have to rest my jaw. Make me mad later on, okay? So don't smile. So no, just joking. Also, Rick Zielinski said he would represent the Jews from Poland earlier. I said we didn't have any Jews. He would represent the Jews from Poland, right? What cultural group of Jews? Amen. Amen. Rick, I'm so glad you're with us, and I'm so glad you represent. Amazing. And so I didn't count Jewishness as one of our nationalities, our cultural expressions, ethnicities, and so now we can. Matthew 28, this is my daughter as well. She represents her mestizo culture heritage, and she was also going to be reading in Belizean Creole. And Matthew 28:19 says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. Everybody say, all the nations. That doesn't say your ethnicity. That says all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
Matthew 28:19-20. So uno go and train people from out of all the nation, then fe be me disciple then, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them fe do everything what I tell uno. I want always the way uno even up to the end of the world.
Woohoo! Thank you so much. The word nations in the scripture that we just read comes from a Greek word. It's the word ethnos. It's where we get the word ethnic. It's where we get the word peoples, our tribe. A tribe is a social division in a traditional society consisting of families or communities linked by social, economic, religious, or blood ties, which a common culture and dialect, typically having a recognized leader. The Great Commission, Matthew 28:19 says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, all ethnos, all tribes, and all people, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now hear me, I believe it's very, very important. God has called us to the nations around the world. But we have to be very careful on that scripture. That scripture isn't translated directly always as nations. It's translated as ethnos, or ethnic. So we don't have to go to China or to Africa or somewhere else, although that is extremely important that we do that. As we talked about earlier, God has brought the nations, the ethnicities to Houston, Texas. And we are called, we are commanded in Scripture to reach these ethnicities for Jesus. We have one last song that we're going to bless in Tagalog, in English, in Spanish. I think I said them all, right? And so did I miss one? And bless you with this song. Go for it. remain standing right now. We're beginning to wind it down, but there are two different visions of multi-ethnicity. There's the melting pot where we downplay our individualized culture and ethnicity, where we blend together, we lose our heritage, and we call it unity. Or there's the world-class symphony where every part is valued and encouraged, where we work together, where every culture and ethnicity is celebrated, where we have many parts, but we are still one people, where we make beautiful music together. I think the world-class symphony is God's design. Hear me when I say this, that we are better together. We look more like heaven when we are together. We look more like the biblical understanding of the New Testament church when we are together. And we can reach and we can disciple more people when we are together, because our vision as a church is to love God, to love people, to reach people, and to disciple those people. So what are we to do now? Number one, we are to celebrate the diversity we call Go Church. To understand and to grasp that our diversity is a gift and a tool to reach more people for Jesus. Number two, we pray, we never minimize the power of prayer, that God would use our diversity to reach more people. And number three, that we would cross our cultural divide and love beyond what is familiar. As we talked about earlier, that the word barf means something very different. Oftentimes we misunderstand each other because of our cultures, and we respond differently because of our cultures. But we commit today to reach beyond the cultural divide and to love beyond what is familiar. And we will work hard to understand one another. We will work hard to be that beautiful symphony to reach people for Jesus. In just a moment, we're going to pray. But I have three very quick questions to ask. Question number one. Do I have prejudices? Has the Holy Spirit revealed to me this morning areas that I am prejudiced against other people within my culture? I'm not going to ask you to respond. I'm not going to ask you to lift your hands. But if the Holy Spirit speaks to you right now, yes, I want you to pray about that in just a second. Number two, have I been harmed through people being racist or prejudiced against me due to my ethnicity? And that has hurt, and perhaps, unfortunately, at times, that's even come within the body of Christ. And if that's you this morning, I just want you to acknowledge to the Lord, Lord, yes, those times have been hurtful. And number three, the last question is, have you as an individual, have you as a believer, forgiven that person? Sometimes it takes us to take the first step. To cross our cultural divide and love beyond what is familiar. And we're going to pray about that this morning. We're going to pray about those. We are living in a culture that is more divided today than ever before, politically, culturally. Let it not be said of us as the body of Christ. Let us walk as one people. Let us fight really hard to understand our different ethnicities and our different cultural expressions to love well. Because when we love each other well, the world will take notice. Father God, I pray right now for those that you have spoken to that know that there are prejudice tendencies. There are areas that they struggle with other cultures. And Father, you are bringing conviction and healing to that area. I pray for them. I pray that they would accept it and give it over to you, God, for you to change that in their heart. Father, for those that are in this room that have been hurt because of their ethnicity, maybe within even in the body of Christ, would you heal that scar and that wound, God? And Father, would we forgive that individual that harmed us? Would we take the first step? We thank you for doing that. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm just going to keep you about two more minutes. Today was more than a celebration of cultures. Today was very much a doctrinal sermon that we will strive with all our heart to be one people. We will celebrate one another's differences. We will fight really hard for that. We could all probably tell stories of racism in our own lives and feeling harmed because of what other people. Let it not be so in the body of Christ. Did y'all have a good time today? Today was great. Today was amazing. Y'all did an amazing job. It was great from the beginning all the way to the end. Go home, celebrate this. If you got your videos, please send them to me on Facebook. And so we will compile it over the next couple of weeks and remember what God did among us and with us. Enjoy. I don't know if there's extra food over there. If you need another bite of an egg roll or Peruvian food, a little bit of flan, but that's not what it's called. You just go enjoy. Father, we leave and we celebrate one people, God. We celebrate your kingdom and, Father, that we love one another. And we praise you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.